I learned few new songs today.
今天学到一些歌曲。
And even though I don't know how to sing,
尽管我不知道怎么去唱。
But I must admit that they are very good and move my heart.
但是我必须得承认，这是非常好的诗歌，已经记在我的心中。
And evangelism is not so much answering the question than answering the questioner.
我想我们所有的我们传福音的话。不是只是好像只是回答一个问题，而其实我们是要给提问的人有一个答案。
If you can answer the question well, you may win the war.
如果我们能够很好的回答一个问题的话，也许我们可以赢得我们这个讨论。
But if you do not answer the questioner, then you may lose the battle.
但是如果我们没有办法很好的能够解答提问者的心中的疑问的话，那我们还是会输了这场战争。
So therefore, Christian has to live out the gospel by caring.
所以我们基督徒来说，我们要在我们生命当中，我们要活出我们的见证。
And I must also say that evangelism is not so much about winning an argument.
所以我还是说，我们传福音，我们不只是好像为的要赢得我们的一个争论。
Our purpose is to win other people's heart and ultimately winning their soul.
我们要得到的，要赢得的是别人的心，他们的灵魂。
But the problem is, if our heart cannot be rest, if our mind disagrees.
但是如果我们的头脑不同意的话，我想我们的心也没有办法同意。
So therefore, as an evangelist, we have the responsibility to shorten the distance between people's heart and their mind.
所以我们要能够在我们作为一个传福音的话，我们要能够在人的心和头脑当中要建立一个这样的联系。
So this evening, I'm going to consider four major Christian ideas, which has been very important that set Christianity apart and above all other religions.
所以今天晚上我要跟大家分享一下我们基督教我们信仰当中很重要的几个特点，这也是把我们基督教的信仰和其他世界上所有的别的宗教所分隔出来的特点。
We not only examine each idea individually, but we are going to consider the coherency among these ideas to show that our belief makes sense.
我们不单是要好像一项一项的来学习我们基督教信仰的一些特点，而且我们要把它总合起来一起来考虑，看它们怎么样的合一性，这样可以让我们明白我们的信仰是多么的合理。
And these four ideas are creation.
我们今天要分享的四个的特点是神的，第一是神的创造
，incarnation。
第二是神道成肉身的这样的一个奥秘
，transformation。
第三是就是我们的基督信徒的重生
，consummation。
第四是天人合一。
So from creation, we are answering the question, where we come from.
我们讲到神的创造，我们就回答一个问题，我们从何而来。
From the issue of incarnation, we are going to answer the question, what is the meaning of our life?
我们要来学习道成肉身的奥秘，这样能够让我们能够明白我们人生的目的意义。
From transformation, we talk about morality and lead us to how we live.
那我们讨论我们重生基督徒的重生的话，就可以让我们知道我们的道德信仰和我们的基督徒的生命该如何。
And consummation to answer the question, when we die, where will we go?
我们讲到最后讲天人合一的这个盼望的话，就可以让我们知道我们基督徒在后世会在何处。
So we know that human beings are set apart from animals, and in that we are the only creatures that can ask questions.
我想我们人跟动物有不同的一个地方，就是只有人才可以去提问题。
So when the children grow up in 1 or 2 years old, they begin to ask questions.
所以当小孩子他们长到一两岁的时候，他们就开始会提很多的问题。
And I remember my son Tim, when he was about 2 or 3 years old, asked me a very simple question.
那我记得我的儿子 Tim, 他在两三岁的时候，他就问了我一个这样的问题。
When I talk about creation to him, and he said, who made God?
当我们说到创造的时候，像神创造人的时候，他就问说，那谁又创造了神呢？
And I'm telling you that even today, I'm still pondering upon that question.
其实我给大家说到，即使到今天，我还在一再思考这个问题。
Now every time when we get up, we ask a lot of questions to ourselves.
我们每天早上我们起床的时候，我们就会问很多的问题。
What should I wear? What should I eat?
我们会穿什么样的衣服？我们吃什么样的早餐
？And should I drink coffee this morning?
我们早餐是该喝咖啡呢
？But ironically,We fail to ask these four basic questions.
但是我们问这些小的问题，但是我们却没有问我们刚才提到的那个四个大的问题，基本问题。
So first, let us talk about the idea of creation.
所以一开始先我们来讨论一下神的创造。
On August 7, 1961.
在8月7号的1961年。
A Soviet Union cosmonaut, cosmonaut was sent to space.
啊，那有一个苏联的宇航员，他被送到了啊太空。
And his spaceship circled the Earth 17 times.
啊，那他的这个啊宇宙的飞行器，他在地球绕着地球转了17圈。
And amazingly, he returned safely.
啊，最后他安全的又回到了地球。
Climaxing a monumental feat of humankind.
啊，对来说，他是一个很对人来说是一个很重要的一步。
Now 7 years later, he was invited to a world fair.
啊，在七年以后，他被邀请参加了一个、啊、世界的一个会议。
As a keynote speaker.
啊，成为一个主题的一个讲员。
And he was facing hundreds of people with many dignitaries.
啊，他这里有很多的一些自然论的、自然神论的一些人在提问。
And he making an exuberant arguments.
啊，他也提到，他也做这样的一个宣告。
Savoring his past glory. 欣赏他过去的荣耀。
他在欣赏他过去的一个荣耀。
And he said, on my excursion into space,
他说我
I had not seen God.
他说当我在、啊、进入太空的时候，我却没有看到神。
And there was a pin drop silence from the audience.
在那个时候、啊、在会场上鸦雀无声。
And all of a sudden, a man stood up and said,
啊，在那个时候有一个人站了起来，他这样说道。
If you step out from your space suit, you will see him.
他说如果你能够离开你的宇航衣的话，宇航服的话，你就可以看到神。
And we can see a one great step for science become for him an immensely greater leap in philosophy.
啊，我们看到啊，人的科学的一个进步会影响到人在逻在哲学上的一些影响。
Now 7 years later,
七年以后
，three American astronauts were sent to space.
啊，有几个啊、美国的太空飞行员，他被送到了太空。
And Apollo 8 was circling the moon.
啊，那个是阿波罗八号在绕着地球。
And on his last lap, he went to the backside of the moon.
啊，在最后一圈的时候，这个飞行器就飞到了月亮的背后。
And then about to came out and prepare for the homebound long journey.
啊，他们在那个时候要开始回到地球的这个旅程。
And then these three men witnessed something that humankind have never witnessed before.
啊，在那个时候，他们就看到了一些人类以前从来没有看到的一些现象。
He saw the Mother Earth rising from the moon horizon.
他看到地球，啊，我们就像我们人类的母亲一样的从水地平线上升起。
Against the black void space.
啊，再看到是在一个好像一个球一样的升起。
And then the Earth was silver lined with a white, ring.
啊，他看到这个地球，这外面有一个好像银色的一个圈子包围在一起。
And whole Earth was draped in the beauteous blue and white mixture.
啊，我看到在地球的周围有很多的一个蓝颜色的一些
Now this astronauts was all stricken.
啊，那些宇航飞行员他们非常的震惊。
Because they have seen nothing like that before.
因为他们从来没有看到这么美丽的现象。
And then they decide to open the Bible and read Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 to 10.
所以他们决定要。
Turns to read it.
所以他们决定要打开，他们打开了《创世纪》，从第一章的第一节读到了第十节。
And that become a very famous Christmas Eve message.
所以那成为当时啊圣诞节的一个非常有名的圣诞节的一个信息。
But when they return home and there was a lawsuit.
啊，但是当他们回到地球以后，却有一个这样的一个。
There's a group of atheists sued the government for using the tax money to promote creationism.
啊，他们当他们回到地球以后，有这样的一个法律的一个宣判在等着他们，因为有一些无神论者在指控他们用了政府的钱去宣扬创造论。
Unfortunately, the lawsuit was dismissed shortly.
啊，但是很快啊，这样的一个宣告呢，很快的就已经被取消了。
Now, for those who do not believe that this universe is created by God, and he may have to consider what I'm about to say.
啊，但是在座的如果有任何的人不认为。世界是神所创造的话，要仔细地听听我接下来讲的话。
And you know the whole universe, including our life, is hanging on a very tight balance.
啊，你知道吗？我们其实整个的宇宙，包括我们的生命，都是在一个很微妙的一个平衡点上。
And the margin of error is almost zero.
啊，这个平衡点上真是没有，不能有任何的误差。
And then one quantum physicist by the name of John Polkinghorne said this.
啊，有这样一个量子力学的物理学家，他有这样说道。
And they give a metaphor and something like you're shooting an arrow from this side of the universe to the opposite side of the universe, 30 billion light years away, and hit the target head on.
啊，他就做了这样的一个比喻，他就说好像这个误差的话，就像你射一个箭， 从这个地方射到300亿光年以外的一个地方，你要能够完完全全的射准射到。
Now, if you insist this universe is a product of time plus matter plus chance,
啊，如果你认为这个世界、这个宇宙的创造只是好像一个随机的、一个没有创造的一个过程
，and I can tell you, not a chance.
那我就会告诉你，这是完全没有机会的。
Now, everybody know about the Encyclopedia of Britannica.
啊，我想大家可能都很熟悉，我们有一个叫《大英百科全书》。
And I myself own several volume right there, the whole set.
那我自己呢也有这个大百科全书的好几册。
But not many people know that they also publish a 53 volume series entitled The Great Books of the Western World.
啊，那他们可能有些人不太知道，他们也出了一大有55卷的这样的一个著作，就是关于这个西方的思想。
And it was really a collection of writings.
啊，它就是一些著作的一些集合。
On the most important ideas that started and investigate over centuries.
啊，他所里面的集合都关于是在过去的这几个世纪里面大家所关心所讨论的一些问题。
And these ideas consist of things such as law, science, and philosophy.
啊，这些他们所包含的内容可能有包括法律，也包含有科学，或者啊也包含有哲学方面的问题。
And history, theology, and love and God.
啊，也包括一些跟神有关的。
And this idea have shaped the mind and destinies of many peoples throughout the centuries.
啊，在过去的几个世纪，这样的一些问题影响了我们很多人类的思考。
But very interestingly, the topic about God was the longest one.
啊，但是很有趣的是，其中关于神啊这样的一些论述的话是最长的。
And then the editor was questioned why.
啊，那这个编者就有这样的一个疑问，为什么会是这样的情形
？And this is his answer.
啊，这就是答案。
Because more consequences for life and action follow from the affirmation or denial of God than any other questions.
啊，因为和所有其他的问题相比，我们对神的承认或者是对神的拒绝，对我们的生命、对我们的思想带来的影响是远远超过其他的问题。
And after World War II, when we witnessed this,
啊，在二次世界大战之后
6 million Jews died because of influence of atheism.
啊，大概有600万的犹太人，他们因为这个无神论的死亡。
And many people die in their homeland, China, because of influence of atheism.
啊，那在中国大陆也有很多的人因为无神论的影响而死亡。
And the Bible declares that there is a creator.
啊，我们圣经我们宣告有一个创造者，造物主。
In the beginning, God created the heavens and earth.
啊，起初神创造了天地。
Here we immediately issue a solving the answering the question of origin.
啊，所以这第一句话就告诉了我们世界的起源、宇宙的起源。
But to Christians, these are self-evident.
啊，但对于我们基督徒来说，这是好像是不言而喻的事情。
Because whenever we see intelligibility, we assume intelligence.
啊，因为当我们看到有好像可理解的东西的时候，我们就相信有智慧。
And we see intelligence, we assume desire.
啊，当我们看到有智慧的东西的时候，我们就自然的就会联想到是有一个设计者。
And when we see a design, we assume there's a mind.
啊，当我们看到有设计的存在的时候，我们就想到说是有一个头脑的存在。
And when we see a mind, we know there's a personhood.
啊，当我们看到有头脑的存在的时候，我们想到说这是有位格的，是属人的。
So immediately we set ourselves apart from pantheism.
啊，所以这一开始就把我们和泛神论给分割了出来。
And they claim that God, yes, they are there, but is nothing but a force.
啊，因为泛神论的他们认为啊是有神，但是他们神的概念在他们心中无非只是一个力量而已。
But our God is a personal God.
啊，但是我们知道我们的神跟我们是个人的神。
And he has thought, will, emotion, and intellect.
啊，我们的神他也是有思想的，他也是有性情、有智慧的。
Now most important is this: the Bible also tells us that we human beings are created after the image of God.
啊，但是我想最重要的是，圣经告诉我们，我们人类是按着神的形象所造。
Now this is a no simple statement.
啊，这不是一个很简单的这样的一个宣告。
When we talk about creation, we immediately talk about purpose.
啊，当我们讨论到创造的时候，我们马上会想到的是这个创造的目的何在。
When we talk about an image, we think about relationship.
啊，当我们看到形象的时候，我们就立刻想得到关系。
So therefore, our creator is not just. Hope and force, but has personhood and have relationship.
所以我们看到我们的创物者他不但只是一个力量而已，他也是跟我们一个个人的神。
All of us are ordained with a particular purposes.
所以创造的一切都有一个完全他有他自己的旨意在其中。
And sanctity and dignity of life is a natural consequences.
所以生命的神圣性和生命的尊严也成为很自然而然的事情。
And it was a story go like this. A young man who is very proud and doesn't believe in God.
有这样的一个故事哈，有一个年轻人，他好像非常的骄傲，他也不相信有神。
And one day he went out to his garden.
有一天他去了他的院子。
And there was a 100 feet tall oak tree right there.
在那个院子里面有一个很高很高的一个橡树。
And he also planted some watermelons on the side.
他在这个橡树的边上也种了一些西瓜。
And this man is very smart. He's a structural design engineer.
那这个年轻人他是非常的聪明，他也是一个好像是个
And then he carrying out
设计师
on a rather jesting and jiving monologue with God.
他
跟神自己讲话。
所以他就跟神自己讲话。
And said, God, your design sucks.
他就说神啊，你的这个创造，你的这个设计真是很糟糕。
You know, I'm an engineer.
他说我是一个工程师。
How can it that you make such a large and sturdy nut tree with weightless nut hanging there?
你为什么会造这么样的一个大的树，它的果子不结在上面呢？
And look at this small and tender plant and holding a huge watermelon.
那你看这个很柔弱的一个小的植物，却可以长这么大的西瓜。
And then he begin to ha 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 and then laughing at God.
所以他就开始哈哈的来嘲笑神。
And all of a sudden, a nut was falling on his head.
就在那个时候有一个这样的橡树的一个果实就掉在他头上。
Ouch! It's painful.
他就说真是好痛啊。
But he stopped for a minute and said, what if that is a watermelon?
他就马上就想到说他过了一天想到说如果那个掉下的不是一个橡树的果实，而是一个西瓜会什么样子。
He changed his mind.
马上他又改变了他的主意。
And he acknowledged that God is a good designer.
所以他就认识到神是一个很好的一个设计师。
Now I understand today we are living in an internet and information overloaded and high speed, society.
我们现在是生活在一个信息爆炸一个网络的时代。
And certainly, if we need more evidence than the falling nut on the questioning head to come to the same conclusion as this man did in the story.
我想我们可以找到很多那些问题，可以让更多的人能够来认识到神。
But the good news is our God is a personal God.
但是我们知道很好的是神对我们是一个个人的神。
And in the Bible, he promised us if you seek, you will find him.
圣经里面也告诉我们说，如果我们寻找的话，我们必须寻见。
If you lock the door will be open to you.
我们叩门的话，他必为我们开门。
And God has put all kind of natural evidence in this nature.
我们看到神把很多一些自然的一些现象放到我们生命当中。
So if you spend time to study the evidence and humbly go where the evidence points, you will find God.
所以我们只要去有一个谦卑的心去研究那些证据的话，而且我们的心也愿意按着证据所带领我们的方向去行的话，我们就可以能够找到神。
Now let's look at the second idea, incarnation.
好，那我们来看一下我们第二个要讨论的话题，就是道成肉身的奥秘。
But first we have to see what's the relationship between this topic and the topic I just described.
那我们先来看看我们讲到这个道成肉身这个话题和我们前面讲的创造这个话题有什么关系。
Now if God is a creator, and he's a personal God, and he's a moral God,
如果神他是一个创造者，他也是一个我们个人的神，他也是一个有道德的神。
Having said that, we already said Christianity above pantheism.
我们讲到这一切的时候，我们就已经表明了我们的基督教的信仰和泛神论的信仰是完全不一样。
But we just said we are created after the image of God.
我们刚才也提到，我们是按照神的形象所造。
And therefore, we can deduct that he wants us to know who he is.
所以从这一点，我们可以能够推论出来。创造我们的神，他愿意让我们知道他是什么样的神。
And what is his will?
他的旨意是什么样的。
And how we should live?
我们要该过一个什么样的生活。
And what is the meaning of our life living on this earth?
同时我们要知道我们人生的意义是什么。
We have no answer to these questions apart from revelation.
我想我们这些问题的答案只能从神给我们的启示而来。
And now this leads to the second topic of incarnation.
所以我们讲的这一些就会联系到我们要讲的第二个问题，就是道成肉身。
Incarnation, simply put, is God become man.
那道成肉身用简单的话说，就是神降世成为人的样子。
And our God is 100% man, just like us.
我们的神是100%的人，就像我们一样。
Except he was sinless.
只有一点不一样，那就是他是无罪的。
And this incarnate God is also 100% deity from everything everlasting past to everlasting future.
好，那我们这个道成肉的神，他本身啊也是百分之百的神，他从过去直到永远都存在。
Now we have two Bible verses which are juxtaposed together tightly.
啊，我们看到有圣经当中有几些经文好像这么平行的排列。
From Genesis, we see in the beginning God.
啊，在啊。创世纪的一开始就说神创造天地。
But when all the way come to the New Testament, we see John chapter 1 verse 1 and 2.
啊，当我们看，那我们一起跳到啊新约的约翰福音的第一章。
We have an interesting juxtaposition that will be witness.
啊，我们看到这两节经文他们的平行的关系就非常的清楚。
And John says, "In the beginning was the Word."And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning.
啊，约翰福音的第一章一到二节这样说道：太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。这道太初与神同在。
Was with God, and what the Word was God. That follows that God was with God.
啊，怎么可能说好像讲到道与神同在，又说这道就是神呢
？And how could that be?
啊，这个是什么样的一个逻辑呢？在里面。
And as a matter of fact, this gives us a glimpse of the concept of our triune God, the concept of Trinity.
其实这个句话可以让我们能够看到三一真神这样的一个道理。
Now the Word is a personal God, is a relational God.
啊，我们的神就是我们个人的神，也是跟我们有关系的神。
So it follows that the Word, because the Word was God, was also have a personhood.
啊、我看到所以这里的道也就是有位格的。
Then the question is, who is this person?
那么问题就是谁是这位这本位的神呢
?And the answer was found in John chapter 1 verse 14.、
答案就在约翰福音的第一章的14节。
The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory and the glory of the one and only,Who came from the Father, full of grace and truth?
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，这是父独生子的荣光。
Now it says we have seen his glory. This sentence refers to the transfiguration that John had witnessed.
啊，之前说我们见过他的荣光，那我们这讲的这个荣光，也好像就代表他就讲的。约翰所看到的有登山变相的这样一个情形。
Now the Word was Jesus, and the Word was knowable. The Word was Jesus.
啊，这讲的这话是说的是耶稣。
But why? Because Jesus often said he came from the Father.
啊，为什么呢？因为耶稣他经常说他从父而来。
Now the Word is knowable because we can read the Bible, right?
啊，我们想到这个话神的道的话是可以在圣经中可以读到的。
So therefore, Jesus is knowable.
所以我们知道耶稣也是可以我们可以认知的。
But Jesus said, if you want to know the Father, you will know me. So our God is knowable.
啊，所以如果你要认识到我，也就能够认识。耶稣说认识到我，也就认识了我们神。
Now this again set apart Christianity from agnostics.
啊，所以我们讲到这个就把我们的基督教的信仰和那些不可知论能够分隔出来。
Because they claim God cannot be known.
啊，因为那些不可知论的人，他们认为神是不可知的。
But we can know God through Jesus.
但是我们看到我们可以通过我们的主耶稣基督我们能够来了解认识我们的神。
And because Jesus himself said, no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known.
啊，因为耶稣也这样说，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Another important thing I'd like to point out is our God only, intervene human history.
啊，另外一个我想给大家指出的是，我们的神他也参与到我们人类的历史当中。
And then he care about all the human details.
他也很关心我们人类生活的每一个细节。
And this gives us a great comfort.
这给我们一个很大的一个安慰。
And in this world, we have trouble.
因为在这个世界当中，我们会有各样的患难。
But when we are in the midst of the trouble, we know for certain that our God knows our situation.
但是在我们这患难当中的时候，我们知道我们的神，他了解我们所有的患难。
And immediately we see our belief.Is set apart from deism.
啊，所以我们看到这一点，我们就知道我们的信仰和自然神论也完全的分割出来。
And deism is really a compromise between theism, atheism, and naturalism.
啊，那我看到这个自然神论的话，其实也就是啊无神论的或者是自然理论的一个
And theism is really saying our God is really a clock master.
啊，是一个无神论者和一个自然论的一个妥协的产物。
And they believe there's a creator.
啊，他相信神是一个创造者。
But this creator, once he created the universe, he just wound up a clock.A watch, and then let it run automatically.
啊，他们相信神是创造这个世界，但是当这个世界被创造了以后，这个世界就像一个钟样，它会自己的运作。
And then he went on vacation forever.
啊，那这个创造的神就已经离开了，不管这个世界。
But our Jesus, being 100% man, and therefore there's a significant consequence in our life.
啊，我们看到知道主耶稣他是百分之百的人，所以他对我们的生命有很大的影响。
Because in front of God, he representing us.
因为他在我们神的面前，他代表了我们。
Because he was a man, he could die for our sins.
啊，因为他是人，所以他可以为了我们的罪而死。
And then provide forgiveness of sin.
他也可以因为他的死，让我们的能够得到啊赦免罪的赦免。
But also is 100% God.
他也是百分之百的神。
So therefore, in front of man, he represents God.
所以在人的面前，他也代表了神。
And because he's God, he Death could not constrain him.
啊，所以因为他是神，所以死亡没有能够辖制他。
And he was able to resurrect.
所以他可以三天以后可以从死里复活。
And justify us and provide us with eternal life.
啊，他可以让我们能够因信称义，能够让我们可以得到永生。
And actually, this dual nature of God is also reflected in His creation.
啊，其实神的这样的神和人的这两性，在他的创造当中也同样的表现出来。
And we know that electron is a particle.But then also a wave.
因为我们知道，好像电子的话，它既是一个粒子，它也是一个波。
And the scientists never understand why.
啊，我们在科学界，我们其实并不能完完全的明白这是为什么。
And they have just accept it.
我们就只是能够接受这样的一个事实。
And even give a new name called wavicle.
我们因此给了一个，给了一个新的名字。
Now, if we can accept the natural thing as right, how can we say that God?Is contradictory.
啊，如果我们能够接受自然界这种波或者粒子这样同并存的这样现象，那我们为什么不能够接受？耶稣他就百分之百神，也是百分之百的人呢
？Time and time, I always say that the reason we do not believe in Jesus is not because their lack of reasons, but due to our suppression of evidence.
啊，我想我经常有说过这样一句话：我们如果我们不能够来认识、能够来明白主耶稣是神的话，并不是因为我们没有这样的证据，而是我们刻意的要把这些证据掩盖。
And now let us turn to the third idea.
好，那我们看看我们今天要讨论的第三个啊特点。
Transformation.
啊，就是一个重生，信徒的重生。
And this is God's supernatural way to deal with the human sin.
啊，我想这是神他一个超自然的方式来对付我们人类的罪。
And there's a very interesting observation.
有一个很有趣的一个这样的观察。
The human depravity is at once the most empirically verifiable fact, but also the most philosophically resistant.
我想这个提到说人的这个堕落，人的罪性，是在我们现实当中是最容易得到验证的，但是同时也是经常被人所否认或所拒绝的。
When you turn on the even new CNN, the Fox News, you see sin.Happen every day, every moment.
啊，如果你去看 CNN 的新闻或者看 Fox 的新闻的话，你会发现我们人的罪真的是每时每刻都在发生。
But if you look at the human philosophy, consistently we see people water down and marginalize the important, the seriousness of sin.
啊，但是如果你去看人类的一些哲学的话，你发现我们很多的时候，我们会把这哲学里面，在哲学当中会把人类的罪给微量化。
If you casually study.All the religions in this world, you will find out they are a little bit different here and there, and they each one has peculiarities. But there's a one common denominator.
啊，但是你如果去研究世界上各种不同的宗教的话，你会发现他们在这个地方或者那个地方有些不同，但是他们至少都有一个完全一致的一个地方。
The common denominator is good people go to heaven.
啊，我想他们都一致的同意的就是好人进天堂。
And on the surface, it sounds reasonable and fair.
啊，听起来好人进天堂这句说法好像没有什么错。
You know, a good God living in a good place we call heaven.
啊，我看到我们
should not allow the bad people to come in, right?
我看到一个好的神，他住在一个好的地方，叫做天堂的这样一个好的地方。我想听起来很有道理，他应该不会愿意让坏人进去吧
But if you think about that, there's a big problem right there.
啊，但是如果你真的这么想的话，其实这个想法有很大的一些问题。
And how good is good enough?
那第一个问题就是多好才算好呢？
Where's the line?
啊，什么这个好的标准在哪里？
Who is the standard?
啊，那谁的话可以真的我们自己现在的情况情形怎么样？
And where do you stand at this moment?
啊，那我们现在有没有达到足够好？
And do you have time to stash away many good deeds to compensate for your past bad things that you have done?
啊，我们有没有机会能够积足够好的善来抵消我们前面的一些恶行？
And how much I owe?
啊，那我们又欠了多少？
And I don't even allow to see the bank manager.
我们可以是看跟我们的一个不好的一个老板来比。
And then if I am good compared with whom?
啊，如果我好的话，那我们是跟谁去比呢？
Hitler?
啊，是跟
Confucius?
啊，是跟希特勒比还是跟孔夫子比？
So we cannot answer all these questions.
啊，但是我们发现我们没有办法能够完完全全回答这些问题。
And the religious scripture never talk about that.
啊，那些宗教的信仰他们也没有讨论这些问题。
Even the Bible never quantify how good we are.
啊，甚至于圣经也没有说过啊，没有定量的说过我们到底要多要多好。
And the Bible only say that our heart is corrupted to the root.
好，那圣经只是告诉我们的心都已经败坏了。
Now in Jesus' time, there are two kinds of people. Their job is to do good.
啊，在耶稣的时代有两类人，他们的工作就是要在人前做好看的。
These are Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
啊，其中一个就是法利赛人，另外一个就是文士。
And now think about that. Their job is to do good things.
啊，那他们的工作就是要在人的面前做好的。
And they're finest people in the society.
啊，他们是社会当中的精英。
And Jesus said to them.
啊，但是耶稣告诉他们说
，Woe to you.
啊，你们有祸了。
As good as you are, you're not good enough.
啊，你们尽管好像很好，但是你们还是没有足够好。
And then Jesus turned to us.
耶稣又对我们说
，And he said, For I tell you that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, you will certainly not enter the kingdom of God.
他说：“我要告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。”
Now think about this. This good doer cannot enter heaven.
好，我们想一想，这些好像行为端正的人，他们却并不能进天堂。
Do you and I have any chance?
那如果他们都不能进的话，我们是不是还有这样的机会呢？
In fact, in the Bible, we see bad people go to heaven.
但是在圣经上我们看到其实好像有很多不好的人他们却进了天堂。
Prostitutes,
啊，可以包括妓女。
Tax collectors,
啊，也包括税吏。
And robbers,
啊，也包括强盗。
You know, remember when Jesus was crucified, and alongside him, there was another robber who think to himself that I have no time to do good anymore.
啊，你是不是记得当耶稣被钉十字架的时候，在他边上一个强盗，他想着说啊，我没有机会再能够行善了。
But Jesus can read his heart.
但是耶稣可以读懂他的心。
And said to him,
告诉他说
I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise.
他告诉他说，耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。
So in Christianity, it's not so much about good people go to heaven.
所以在我们基督教信仰当中，并不是说好人进天堂。
And it's not bad people go to heaven either.
啊，也不是说坏人就一定进天堂。
It's the forgiven people go to heaven.
也是被赦罪的人可以进天堂。
And then we know forgiveness is made possible by the sacrificial death of Jesus Christ.
啊，那我们知道赦罪完全是因为主耶稣基督他在十字架上牺牲为我们所成就。
And then when we talk about forgiveness, we talk about transformation.
啊，当我们讨论被赦罪的时候，我们也讨论到重生。
Before we know Jesus,
在我们认识耶稣之前
God transformed us from a dead person, dead in sin, to a living person.
啊，他把我们从一个死人啊，能够改变成一个可以活的人。
And after we become a Christian, God transformed us to the likeness of His Son, Jesus Christ.
啊，当我们能够成为基督徒以后，他又把我们转变成像他儿子的样式。
And the agent of this transformation is the Word of God.
啊，那转变是要靠着神的话。
And then there was a pastor talk to a young man.
啊，有一个牧师对一个年轻人说
，And you shall read the Bible.
他说你要好好的读圣经。
I can't remember when I read it, what's the point of reading it?
啊，但是读的时候他说啊，我在读的时候也不知道为什么要去读。
And then the pastor take this wicker basket and wash 7 times.
他说把这个东西交给你说，你去拿去洗七次。
And then he said, no, this basket has holes, it doesn't work.
啊，那这个人说啊，你这个篮子有洞，我没办法洗。
And then the pastor said, just do it.
那牧师就对这个年轻人说啊，你去洗。
And he did.
那这个年轻人他就洗了。
And then come back tell the pastor, I told you so.
啊，那他就回来就对这个牧师说：“你看，我告诉过你，我没办法洗。
”There's no water collected.
啊，这个没有，这个没办法接水。
But the pastor said, "Do you see this wicker basket is cleaner than before?"
啊，那但是、这个牧师就对他说：“你看，这个本来很肮脏的一个篮子，是不是变得马上变得很清洁了呢？”
And then in Psalm chapter 19, we have several verses which are worthy of reading.
啊，在诗篇的第十九篇有几节经文是值得我们来好好的来。
Psalm chapter 19, verse 7 to 11.
好，我们一起来看看啊，诗篇十九篇的七到十一节。
The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple.
耶和华的律法全备，能苏醒人心；耶和华的法度确定，能使愚人有智慧。
The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart, and the command of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes.
耶和华的训词正直，能快活人的心；耶和华的命令清洁，能明亮人的眼目。
The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinance of the Lord are sure and altogether righteous.
耶和华的道理洁净，存到永远；耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey.Than honey from the comb.
都比金子可羡慕，且比极多的金金可羡慕，比蜜甘甜，且比蜂房下地的蜜甘甜。
Now we see the reviving of the soul and making wise simple and giving joy to the heart and giving light to the eyes are the effect of transformation.
所以我们看到我们人的改变可以让我们心能够得到快乐。
And then we see several adjectives, pure, enduring, sure, righteousness, precious, and sweeter.
刚才看讲了很多话，讲的是洁净的、正直的。
And then in verse 11, it says,
他说第十一节这样说到。
十一节。
十一节。
But them is your servant wanted. In keeping them, there is a great reward.
况且你的仆人因受此戒戒，守着这些便有大赏。
So what is this reward?
这些大赏是什么呢？
And this reward is the transformation from the Holy Spirit.
那我想这些赏赐的话就是靠着圣灵我们的转变我们的重生。
Now the ultimate purpose of transformation is consummation.
那我们有这样的重生的最后的目的就是要和神能够美好的连接。
Consummation is really mean in we will be in perfect union with God.
那我想这讲的consummation 这个词的意思也就是我们和神有完美的结合结合。
And as a matter of fact, consummation is also a nuptial language.
那这个词其实本身也是在讨论婚姻的这个问题的一个表达的方式。
When the young man and the woman standing before God and the pastor and said, I do, I do.
当一个年轻的夫妻即将结婚的夫妻他们在牧师面前说 I do, I do 以后。
After they changed the marriage vow, the pastor pronounced them husband and wife.
当他们把结婚的誓言交换以后也当牧师宣告他们是夫妻以后。
But this marriage is said to be not complete or consummated unless they engage in the most holy, pure, God-ordained act of sexual union.
但他们的婚姻的结合只有在圣洁神所预定祝福的两性的结合之后才发生。
Then the marriage is said to be consummated.
那这样的一个婚姻才是真正的结合。
And when we talk about our union with God, let's go back to the first marriage recorded in the Bible.
当我们来讨论和神的合一的时候，我们先看看在圣经当中谈到的第一次的婚姻。
And one day God saw Adam was lonely and caused him to sleep.
所以一天神看到亚当非常的寂寞，他就让他沉睡。
And then he opened up his chest and take out a bone and then put the flesh back to close it.
他就让他取下他的一条肋骨，又把他的肉给合了起来。
And then God transformed this piece of bone into a woman.
神就把他身上取的那块肋骨造成了一个女人。
And then he brought the woman to Adam.
他就把这个女人带到亚当的面前。
And the Bible says both are naked and they felt no shame.
他们两个赤身肉体并不羞耻。
So this indicates that sexual union in the perimeter of marriage is holy and pure and exclusive.
所以这就告诉我们在婚姻界限当中的性的关系是神所祝福的是圣洁的。
And then God's way of officiating a marriage is very different from what we do in on this earth.
然后看到神来主持这样的一个婚事的话，跟我们在世上的是完全不一样的。
And then he asked Adam and Eve stand before him.
他要亚当和夏娃来到他的面前。
And he asked Adam.
他就问亚当说
，Do you have anything to say?
你有什么要说的吗
？And Adam said this.
亚当说
，This is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh.
他说这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And then God said a very important statement which defined the marriage.
啊，这个时候神也说了一句很重要的话，能够来定义婚姻。
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, which is a woman, and they will become one flesh.
他说，因此人要离开父母，与妻子联合，两人成为一体。
So this is a very important definition of marriage.
啊、所以这是婚姻的一个很重要的一个定义。
Today, as we say it in our prayer, this country is going wild.
啊，在我们祷告当中，我们也说到我们这所在的国家啊，月夜花向黑暗。
But the Bible says marriage is between man and woman.
啊，我们也讲到说，婚姻是男和女之间的婚姻。
You know, marriage is not a new thing.
啊，婚姻不是一个新的事情，新鲜的事情。
It's a persistent institution and very common to all people and found in all cultures.
啊、它是在、世界上的任何的一个文化当中都有的。
And we think that marriage is for sexual enjoyment and for procreation.、
啊、我想婚姻不单只是好像为了一个性的一个关系。
And it's true.
它是有这方面的原因。
But the Bible says it has much more profound spiritual significance.、
啊、但是圣经也告诉我们婚姻的关系其实还有更深层次的属灵的意义。
And this is why Apostle Paul said, marriage is a mystery.
啊、这就是为什么使徒保罗说婚姻是一个奥秘。
Now, if you look at the Bible in the Old Testament, a marriage is used as an image of relationship with God.、
啊、在旧约当中，我们看到婚姻常常被用来比喻我们和神的关系。
So Israelite is considered as the wife of Yahweh.、
啊、我们看到在旧约当中，以色列人他们常常被看作是耶和华的妻子。
Time and time again, Israelite was considered as unfaithful wife.
啊，那我们看到在旧约当中的以色列人，他们就是看着是一个不忠贞的妻子。
So every time when they turn away from God, the Bible says she is committing adultery.
啊，所以每一次当以色列人离弃神的时候，神就说以色列人他们好像是犯了奸淫。
Now when we come to the New Testament, and the Bible says marriage is an image between Christ and church.
啊、那在新约当中我们看到、啊、婚姻好像就是神、是耶稣和教会的关系。
And Apostle Paul taught the people in Ephesians saying that your husbands ought to love your wives、
啊、那使徒保罗也在以弗所书说做丈夫的当爱他的妻子。
As Christ loved the church、
啊、就像基督爱他的教会。
So today we can say that the churchAs a whole is a fiancé of Christ.
啊，所以我们今天我们可以说我们的教会就是神的、基督的未婚妻。
And the consummation will take place at the wedding feast of the Lamb.
啊，所以在羔羊、的婚宴上的时候，我们的和神就可以有完美的结合。
In Revelation chapter 19 verse 7 it says.
啊，在创在启示录的十九章第七节这样说道。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory.For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride, that is the church, has made herself ready.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。
And pay attention to rejoice and glad.
啊，我们注意到这里讲的是欢喜快乐。
Why?
啊，为什么要欢喜快乐呢
？Because at that time there will be no tear.
啊，因为在那个时候将没有眼泪。
No pain, no suffering, no death.
啊、也没有痛苦，没有苦难。
And the old order of things has passed away, and the new order has come.
旧的已过，新的都会开始。
And the bride was given a fine linen, which is representing the righteousness of the saints.
啊，那新妇会有新的衣服，就代表了圣洁。
And the angel proclaimed to the church, "Blessed are those who are invited to the wedding."
啊，那天使也会说。祝福给所有被邀请参加羔羊婚宴的。
And now all the believers in Jesus Christ are invited to the wedding.
啊，所以所有我们信主耶稣基督的都会去参加羔羊的婚宴。
And we are going to experience the divine joy.
我们可以在你整个享受到神圣的欢乐。
So today when we suffer on this earth, and it's very painful, but we think about that we have a glorious hope in the future.
我们现在在这个世界上，我们可能也会有各样的患难，可能会非常的痛苦。但是我们心中，我们想到，我们也会有永恒的盼望。
That give us a strength to live, and give us an anticipation to worship and love our God even more.
啊，他给我们这样的盼望，给我们这样的希望，我们在这个世界上，我们可以在这个世界上生活，也给我们有这样的期待，可以去敬拜赞美我们的神。
Another, spiritual significance of marriage is related to worship.
啊、另外一个关于、婚姻的一个有属灵的含义的话，就是关于、敬拜赞美。
In the Bible, time and time again, when we talk about illegitimate sex as a lust, it always relates to idolatry, worshipping idol.
啊、那在、圣经当中，我们经常讲到、婚姻之外的这样的一个性关系的话，好像是一个淫乱的事情，也代表的是拜偶像这样的一件事。
Now, if this is true, let me make some、deduction.
啊、如果这是对的话，那我来做这样的一些推导。
If this is true, then the legitimate sex within the parameter of marriage, which is holy and pure, will relate to a true worship.
啊、那我们可以想象，可以推导出圣洁的、合法的婚姻内的性关系，就可以比如说是对神的一个真实的敬拜。
And this connection answers me a question that I have in mind long time ago.
啊、这样的一个关系，可以让我回答了我心中的一个问题。
When we read about the Samaritan woman, the story, and we heard the Samaritan woman confess his past sexual sin to Jesus.
啊，我们看到在读到撒玛利亚妇人的这样的一个故事的时候，我们看到撒玛利亚的妇人，她向主耶稣基督，啊，她承认她以前的所犯的淫乱的罪。
And after that, all of a sudden, she changed subject.
啊，在讲完那个以后，她马上就换了一个话题。
And talk about worship.
他就开始讨论敬拜。
Now, if his past life representing worshiping an idol,
如果他以前
can it transform life represent a worshiping of our God?
如果他以前淫乱的生活好像代表的是敬拜偶像的话，那他一个转变后的生活就是代表着敬拜真神。
So this consummation gives us hope and gives us a sense of worshiping our God.
啊、所以我们和神的一个完美的结合，给我们有希望，也可以让我们有这样的意愿要去敬拜赞美我们的神。
Now in closing I must say this、
在我们结束前我要这样说。
And no matter how hard you study the Bible, we have to admit that Christianity does not claim that we have answer to all the questions in life、
我想不论你读圣经花多长的时间或多长的努力，你都可能发现还是有些问题没有办法能够完全的靠圣经那个解答。
And I'm not saying that we don't have answer. I said we don't have answer to your full satisfaction.
啊，我不是说没有答案，其实是不是说圣经没有给你答案，而是说圣经也许有些答案并不是能够你自己所希望看到答案。
But the very interesting and important thing is the answer that we give is consistent and no contradiction.
啊，但是我想很重要的是，不管怎么样，我们所有的这些答案都是协调的。
And yes, Bible has paradox.
啊，是的，圣经当中可能好像有一些听起来好像不对的，或者但其实是对的事情。
But they eventually systematically reconcilable.
啊，但是所有的这一切，它都是完全是协调的，是没有矛盾的。
But I challenge you to look at other religions and thought systems and worldviews.
啊，但是我来挑战你，你去看别的一些宗教或者别的一些世界的观点。
And they all fall short of meeting these qualities.
啊，但你发现所有的这些，他们可能都没有办法像我们的，都像我们的信仰一样。
Why I said that?
啊，为什么会是这样呢
？Because they fail to pass the truth test.
啊，因为他们所说的不是真理。
And for all the worldview, we must check its truthfulness by the following four items.
我们想我们世界上的所有的一些观点，我们要能够来审查它的时候，我们要按下面的四个方面来审查。
And there's no exception.
是没有任何的
And their origin, meaning, morality, and destiny.
是没有任何例外的。我们要看到是它有没有提到人我们的起源，有没有讲到道德，有没有讲到人生的意义和人生的终点。
Now in origin, we can answer by the idea of creation.
那关于我们的起源的话，我们可以用神的创造来回答。
In the meaning and morality, we can answer by the idea of incarnation and transformation.
那用道德的话，可以用我们的道成肉身，或者是基督的重生来回答。
And to the question of destiny, we can answer by the ideas of consummation we just talked about.
那我讲到人生的，我们人的终点的话，那我们可以用和神的完美的结合来回答。
So Paul, during his suffering, said this.
所以保罗在他痛苦当中的时候，他也这样说道。
I am not ashamed of the gospel because I know whom I have believed.
他说我不以我的信仰福音为耻，因为我想知道我所信的是谁。
Do you have the confidence as Paul had?
你是不是像使徒保罗？你是不是像使徒保罗一样的有信心，知道你所信的是谁呢？
And if you are not quite sure today, and I urge you to do studies.
啊，如果你还不是很确定的话，那我来鼓励你来进行一些学习。
And after I left IBM, I almost spent full time to answer the reasonableness of Christianity.
啊，当我离开从 IBM 退休以后，我几乎花了所有的时间来回答关于圣经或者我们信仰的可信性。
And through this journey, my spiritual life grew.
啊，在我这里时间这一段的时光当中，我属灵的生命有得到成长。
And my faith strengthened.
啊，我的信心得到加强。
And I urge you to come to this journey.
啊，我也鼓励大家能够开始这样同样的这段旅程。
And reading the Bible on a daily basis.
每天都来读我们的圣经。
Because it is consistent and reasonable.
啊，因为我们的圣经是合理的，是没有任何一贯的。
And our belief is not a superstition.
啊，不是好像我们的所谓的啊一个迷信一样。
May God bless all.
啊，愿神祝福我们在座所没有一位。我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we set so many evidence.In front of our eyes.
我们在天上的父，你真是在我们的面前放了如此之多的证据。
Grant us a humble heart and not to suppress the evidence.
求主你给我们一个真是谦卑的心，而不是我们去回避这些证据。
And go where the evidence points so that we can discover your awe and majesty and wonder.
也真是让我们能够愿意顺着你说这些证据的带领，能够来看到，能够发现主你的奇妙。
So that our life may be more abundant.
所以我们的生命可以更加的丰盛。
Help our brothers and sisters.
帮助我们的弟兄姐妹。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.